一年前
One year ago,
从古巴驾驶战机叛逃至美国的飞行员佩雷斯，一年后又驾驶小型民用飞机偷偷飞回古巴。
A Cuban pilot, Perez, who flew a fighter jet to the United States 1 year ago, secretly returned to Cuba by flying a small civilian plane 1 year later.
他不是迷途知返。
He is not a lost soul who has returned.
而是要救走自己的妻儿。中情局的特工警告他。
Instead, he had to rescue his wife and children. The agent of the Central Intelligence Agency warned.
他驾驶这种民用小飞机超低空。
He flew this small civilian plane at an extremely low altitude.
穿越240公里的海峡。
Crossing a 240-kilometer strait.
而且要在古巴人的严密监视之下。
And under the close supervision of the Cubans,
把人抢上
take someone up,
飞机
airplane,
成功率非常低
the success rate is very low,
不但会害了自己
not only will it harm itself,
还会害了家人
it will also harm family members,
还会引发两国的外交风波。
This will also lead to diplomatic tensions between the two countries.
但佩雷斯非常执着。
But Pierce was very persistent.
因为这是他一年前叛逃时给妻儿做出的承诺。
Because this is the promise he made to his wife and children when he defected a year ago.
那么一年前到底发生了什么呢？
So, what happened a year ago?
1991年3月20号上午11点
March 20, 1991, 11:00 a.m.
佩雷斯驾驶米格23战机参加飞行训练
Pei Lei Sijir, Shimai Ji, Erchi San Jan Jai, Kanjir, Fei Zing Zan Liar
突然他急速俯冲至30米低空
Suddenly, he rapidly divedTo a low altitude of 30 meters.
然后一路超低空贴海飞行，飞过佛罗里达海峡，叛逃到美国。
Then they flew low over the Florida Strait, escaping to the United States.
古巴政府非常愤怒。
The Cuban government is very angry.
他们要求美方归还飞机。
They demanded that the U.S. side return the plane.
并引渡佩斯。
And extradite pass.
美方在九天后将飞机归还了古巴。
The U.S. returned the plane to Cuba 9 days later.
但佩雷斯被留了下来。
But Pierce stayed.
本以为这起叛逃事件会随着时间的推移被逐渐淡忘。
I thought this defection would eventually fade into obscurity.
但佩雷斯并没有消停。
But Pierce didn't stop.
他要求美国政府出面
He demanded that the U.S. government intervene
将他的妻儿接到美国
Take his wife and children to the United States
老布什还真给面子
Bush really gave me face
他向古巴政府提出要求
He made a request to the Cuban government
要他们同意佩雷斯的妻儿来到美国
Get them to agree to let Perez's family come to the U.S.
但遭到卡斯特罗的严词拒绝。
But Castro rejected it.
为了防止佩雷斯的妻儿
To prevent Perez's family.
通过出国旅游的方式
Through the way of traveling abroad.
离开古巴，古巴政府限定了他们的活动范围。
The Cuban government has restricted the activities of the Cuban people,
并且对他们进行24小时全天候监视
and monitor them around the clock.
不得不说
it must be said,
佩雷斯是个狠人
Pei Lei Si Shi Ji Han Ren,
官方途径行不通
official channels are not working.
他竟然打算自己开飞机回去
He actually planned to fly back himself.
将妻儿偷偷接过来。
Secretly bring the wife and children over.
他是战斗机飞行员。
He addressed the fighter pilots.
但他已经没有接触战斗机的机会。
But he no longer has the opportunity to contact fighter jets.
再说
In addition,
战斗机也带不了乘客。
Aircraft cannot carry passengers.
必须驾驶民用飞机偷偷飞回古巴。
You must drive a civilian plane and sneak back to Cuba.
才有可能把三个人带过来。
It's possible to bring three people over.
为了取得驾驶小型民用飞机的资格。
To obtain a license to fly a small private aircraft.
他在弗吉尼亚州报名参加飞行、学习和训练。
He enrolled in flight training and training in Virginia.
很快就取得了小飞机驾驶执照。
He is about to obtain his pilot's license.
他本想租用一架小型飞机
He wanted to rent a small plane.
但是商家了解到他的身份之后
However, after the merchant learned his identity,
根本不肯租借给他
He absolutely refused to lend it to him.
于是佩雷斯决定自己买一架飞机
So Perez decided to buy a plane himself.
一架新的小飞机最便宜也要将近$200,000
A new small plane can cost as much as $200,000.
这对于他来说就是天价。
This is a fortune for him.
于是
So,
他把目光转向了二手飞机市场。
He turned his attention to the second-hand aircraft market.
他看中了一架已经有30年机龄的双发螺旋桨。
He was attracted to a 30-year-old, well-maintained twin-engine propeller plane.
飞机型号是塞斯纳311。
The aircraft model is Cessna 311.
价钱为$30,000。
Price is $30,000.
但问题是$30,000。
But the problem is $3,000.
他也拿不出来。
He couldn't produce any units.
于是他找到了一个叫做瓦拉达雷斯的基金会。
Then he found a foundation called Velodries.
这个基金会的背景非常特别，里面
The background of this foundation is very special.
全都是从古巴逃到美国的各种人物。
All are various people who escaped from Cuba to the United States.
他们积极为佩雷斯筹款和募捐，很快就凑齐了$30,000。
They actively raised and solicited funds for Perez and quickly raised $30,000.
于是佩雷斯成功拿下了这架二手小飞机。
Then Perez successfully obtained this second-hand small plane.
万事俱备。
Everything is ready.
只等一个偷偷飞回古巴的机会。
Just waiting for a chance to secretly return to Cuba.
美国中情局特工知道了佩雷斯的计划之后
After the CIA agent knew about Perez's plan
警告他不要乱来
Warn him not to mess around
因为这个计划太过疯狂
Because the plan is too crazy
几乎没有成功的可能
Almost no chance of success
还可能引发外交风波
This could also lead to diplomatic tensions.
不，佩雷斯表面上答应，实际上一直没有停止。
Perez outwardly agreed, but in reality, he never stopped.
为该计划做准备。
Prepare for the plan.
1992年11月份。
November 1992.
佩雷斯通过一名经常往返古巴的墨西哥妇女秘密联系上了他的妻子玛利亚。
Pei Lei Si Tong Guo Yi Ming Jing Chang Wang Fan Gu Bar De Mo Zai Ji Fu En Vi Mai Mai Lion Zai Shang Le Tar De Kai Zai Mar Lai He
了解到古巴政府对其妻儿的监控开始有些放松
I understand that the Cuban government has begun to relax its surveillance of my wife and children
允许他们到稍远一点的地方购物和旅游
Allow them to shop and travel to slightly further places.
佩雷斯暗自欣喜。
佩雷西 and Zai Zinzai.
他决定12月19号行动。
He decided to take action on December 19th.
因为这一天是周末。
Because it was a weekend.
他通过那位墨西哥女人告知玛利亚。
He told Maria through that Mexican woman.
你带着两个孩子假装到巴拉德罗海滩旅游。
You pretended to be on vacation at Ballard Beach with two children.
傍晚时分。
In the evening.
我的飞机会降落在海滩旁的沿海公路上。
My flight will land on the coastal road next to the beach.
你们三个人必须穿上橙色的衣服。
You three must wear orange clothes.
便于我在空中识别，飞机一旦落地。
Make it easier for me to identify airplanes once they land.
你们三个人必须在一分钟之内迅速爬上飞机。
You three must quickly climb onto the plane within 1 minute.
全程不要讲话。
No talking throughout the entire process.
也不要试图和我拥抱。
Don't try to hug me.
1992年12月19号下午5点07分。
December 19, 1992, at 5:07 p.m.
佩雷斯驾驶飞机从佛罗里达群岛起飞。
佩雷斯Gear 起飞在康夫尤莱达群岛起飞。
美军的基韦斯特海军航空站第一时间就发现了这架飞机。
The U.S. military's Quaisy Air Station detected the plane first.
但是他们并没有阻拦。
But they didn't stop them.
因为他们知道佩雷斯已经下定了必死的决心。
In White Tar Men, Jai Dao Pei Lei Si Jing Zir Zir Dingler Bai Si De Ju Zin.
贸然拦截。
Intervene abruptly.
反而会引发不必要的意外。
This will only lead to unnecessary accidents.
飞机老旧不堪。
The plane is old and not fit for use.
机舱内弥漫着浓重的机油味。
The cabin was filled with a strong smell of machine oil.
但是佩雷斯不在乎这些。
But Pierce doesn't care about these.
他将飞行高度压至20米。
He will reduce the flight height by 20 meters.
这是一个极其危险的高度。
This is an extremely dangerous height.
海浪几乎达到了机身。
The waves almost reached the hull.
他全程关闭雷达。
He turned off the radar throughout the entire process.
仅凭罗盘与地形判断航向，飞机顶着强劲的海风。
Based on the compass and terrain, the plane is flying against a strong headwind.
一路南飞，机身的颤抖程度让佩雷斯觉得随时会解体，坠入大海。
As the plane flew south, the setting sun made the plane shake, and Perez felt that it would break apart and fall into the sea at any moment.
但对妻儿的承诺支撑着他绝不放弃的信念。
But the promise to his wife and children supported his unwavering belief.
接近古巴海岸时，
As we approached the coast of Cuba,
天色渐渐暗了下来。
As the sky darkened,
夕阳将整个海岸染成了金色。
The setting sun dyed the entire coast golden.
佩雷斯远远看见了巴拉德罗海滩。
佩雷斯远远看见了巴拉德罗海滩。
此时游客已经不多。
At this time, there were not many tourists.
他们在悠闲散步和嬉戏，沿岸。
They were leisurely strolling and playing on the shore.
没有任何安保警戒迹象。
There are no signs of security.
古巴防空系统全然没有注意到这架来自美国的民用小飞机。
The Cuban anti-aircraft system completely failed to notice the American civilian small plane.
他们做梦都不会想到，两年前逃离这个国家的叛徒。
They never thought that the traitors who had fled the country 2 years ago would return.
竟然敢再次回到这片土地。
Dare to return to this land again.
更想不到他回来。
I never thought he would come back.
是为了抢走自己的家人。
To take away their family.
很快。
Soon.
佩雷斯来到了巴拉德罗海滩附近的沿海公路上空。
佩雷斯来到了巴拉德罗海滩附近的沿海公路上空。
他操控飞机，开始缓缓降低高度。
He piloted the plane and began to descend slowly.
他的目光像老鹰一样扫描着地面。
His gaze scanned the ground like an eagle's.
终于看到公路边的棕榈树下。
Finally, I saw the palm trees by the roadside.
三个身着橙色衣服的身影。
The figures in orange clothing around.
那是玛利亚牵着两个儿子。
She was holding two wits.
母子。
Mother and son.
三人正安静地朝着天空的方向。
Three people were quietly looking up at the sky.
凝望。
Gaze.
周围没有特工监视。
There are no spies watching around.
也没有埋伏围堵。
There was no ambush or encirclement.
佩雷斯终于见到了日思夜想的妻儿。
Finally, Pierce saw the beloved child he had longed for.
他调整飞行角度。
He adjusted the flight angle.
对准公路，开始缓慢降落。塞斯纳310本就不适合公路起降。
As the plane approached the road, it began to descend slowly. The Cessna 172 was not designed for landing on roads.
飞机触地的瞬间，机身猛烈震动。
The moment the plane touched down, the fuselage shook violently.
轮胎与地面发出刺耳的摩擦声。
The screeching sound of tires against the road.
火花四溅。
Sparkling.
巨大的动静吸引了海滩上游客的注意。
The commotion drew the attention of tourists on the beach.
众人纷纷转头，满脸惊诧的盯。
Everyone turned their heads and stared at him with astonishment.
这个突如其来的天外来客。
This sudden alien visitor.
佩雷斯立刻跳下飞机。
Hey, Lacey, like he tears your face dry.
朝着妻儿用力挥手。
Wave to your wife and children.
玛利亚带着两个孩子快步朝飞机跑去。
Mary ran towards the plane with her two children.
孩子们格外懂事。
The girls were particularly well behaved.
全程没有哭闹。
No crying or fussing throughout the entire process.
只是紧紧跟在母亲身边，大儿子已经13岁。
Just following behind my son, who is already 13 years old.
他首先爬上了飞机。
He first got on the plane.
佩雷斯迅速抱起9岁的小儿子，一把将他塞进了机舱。
Hey, Lacey's son, Subao Kaiju, Sui Desiro, Erzai, Yibarjiang, Tarsai, Jinlurjai, Kang.
随即用力将妻子也推进了机舱。
Then he forcefully pushed his wife into the cockpit.
全程只用了一分多钟。
It took only a little over a minute.
母子三人坐稳。
Three people sat down.
佩雷斯加大油门准备起飞。
Hey, Lacey, dear darling, you men, John Bay Kai Fei.
此时突然发生了一件令佩雷斯头皮发麻的事情。
Suddenly, a shocking event occurred that made Perez's scalp tingle.
飞机的左侧引擎毫无征兆地突然熄火。
The left engine of the plane suddenly stopped working without any warning.
佩雷斯反复尝试点火。
Hey, Lacey, Fan, Fu, Chang, Chidai, and Huo.
可始终没有任何反应。
There is always no response.
此时
At this time,
海滩上的游客渐渐围拢了过来。
Tourists gradually gathered on the beach.
佩雷斯有点冒汗。
Hey, Lacey, you, Diane, Mao Han.
一旦拖延过久
Once delayed,
惊动了当地的警察或者巡逻队。
Alarm the local police or patrol officers.
一家四口就插翅难飞了。
A family of four was in a desperate situation.
佩雷斯没有丝毫犹豫。
Hey, Lacey, may you see how you.
决定单发起飞。
Decide to start the flight alone.
他立刻将油门推至满格右侧，引擎发出巨大的轰鸣。
He immediately slammed the throttle to full power, causing the plane to emit a deafening roar.
飞机开始在公路上高速滑行。
The plane started to slide at high speed on the road.
公路的直线距离不是很长。
The straight distance of the road is not very long.
很快便到了尽头。
Soon the end arrived.
千钧一发之际。
At a critical moment,
佩雷斯猛拉操纵杆。
佩雷斯猛拉操纵杆。
飞机艰难地飞离了地面。
The plane struggled to take off.
插着路边的树梢升上了天空。
The tree climbed up to the sky.
径直朝着大海方向飞去。
Fly directly towards the sea.
从飞机降落到接应。
From landing to being picked up.
家人到再次起飞。
Family members are back again.
整个过程耗时不到三分钟。
The entire process takes less than 3 minutes.
佩雷斯不敢把高度压得过低。
Hey, Lacey Bougan Bargao, do you did you die?
一路保持60米左右的低空飞行。
Maintain a flight altitude of approximately 60 meters.
大约20分钟之后
，About 20 minutes later，
飞机进入公海。
The plane entered international waters。
此时，美军的一架战机及时出现在小飞机附近，伴飞护航。
At this time, a U.S. military aircraft appeared nearby and escorted the small plane。
而古巴方面直到此时才后知后觉。
And the Cuban side only realized this at the last moment.
但是一切为时已晚。
But it was too late.
此时的佩雷斯终于有时间回头看一眼自己的妻儿。
At this moment, Pierce finally had time to look back at his wife and children.
玛利亚紧紧抱着两个孩子，泪流满面。
Mary only held the two children, tears streaming down her face.
一时间说不出任何话语。
At this moment, I couldn't say a word.
下午6:40。
6:40 p.m.
飞机降落在佛罗里达群岛的马拉松机场。
The plane landed at the airport in Marathon, Florida.
佩雷斯完成了看似不可能完成的任务。
Hey, Lacey, Wen Chen Le Kan Shibukin and Wen Chen De Ren Wu.
他后来写了一本回忆录。
He later wrote a memoir.
书名叫《飞向黎明》。
Title, Flying Towards the Dawn.
在书里。
In the book.
他这样写道。
He wrote that.
我不是什么英雄。
I am not a hero.
也并非政治斗士。
I am not a political fighter.
我只是一个曾经丢下妻儿独自逃跑的男人。
I am just a man who once abandoned his wife and children and ran away.
我用一次绝处逢生的跨海飞行。
I used a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to cross the sea.
兑现了对家人的承诺。
Fulfills the promise to family.